the gentleman we're waiting for is here. Morning, all Oga. Right. How now? Morning. Why are you late? This is 9:14.
Sorry.
Huh? Sorry? Traffic. So if you become governor, how would you solve the problem of traffic?
I'm sorry for that.
No, if you become governor, how would you solve the problem? Well, let's take it up from there.
If I become governor, I'm going to...
Is it if or when?
When, by God's grace. When, by God's grace.
Yes, okay, good morning. How are you?
Very fine.
We have little time, but we'll do the best that we can. When did it occur to you that you'd want... Yes, you can use that. When did it occur to you that you might want to run for governor of Lagos?
It occurred to me in 2006, January.
2006?
Yes. Not to run for governor particularly, but to make myself available to serve my state.
And you served as a commissioner, right?
I did, in 2015.
Under Governor.
Under Humble. Governor Ambode, correct.
Now, it is claimed that you are from the... Is it Ambode Group or Ambo Group?
Ambode Campaign Organization.
Ambode Campaign Organization.
AMCO.
AMCO.
Yes.
But you are under the APC.
Absolutely.
How does that work out? I thought that the APC at one time nullified all groups, Justice Forum and all this, and told everybody to converge into the party structure.
Well, that, yes, there was a directive to that effect, but
yes.
I think that directive is illegal.
Oh, really?
Yes, you can't stand the test of law, because there is no organization in Nigeria that has the power to ban another organization. It's in the Constitution of the Federal Republic, freedom of association. So even the president of Nigeria cannot ban an association. He has to go to court and claim and try to push the narrative that the association is engaging in criminal activities or treasonable stuff.
But
if that does not happen,
yes,
the party is an organization itself. And an organization cannot ban another organization.
Well, I mean, yes, but sometimes you can decide how you want to converge. And you can say that, look, for the betterment of you know, the organization, you don't want splinter groups.
It's correct.
But when did this somebody group come up? Was it...
No, let me clarify the first thing you said.
Yes.
It's correct, but to the extent that it does not offend the provisions of the fundamental rights of people in the Constitution. So
when you set up this group, was it a contentious issue? Did the party complain?
No.
I am not a member. Don't frown at me.
Look, you know the truth? It does not concern the party.
Okay.
When you form an association, you go to Abuja, CAC. The party did not put money down to form the association. The party itself is...
Are you saying this association is registered?
You don't have to register to associate.
You don't have to register to associate, yes.
That's what the Constitution...
Okay, so it's a political group within the party.
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that. Okay. Who is the arrowhead of that organization?
I head it at the moment.
Why do you say at the moment?
At the moment, because I was not heading it before. There was another head before now.
I would have thought that if it was an Ambo Day movement, it would be headed by the man himself.
Ambo Day is the principal of the movement.
Yeah, the vice principal.
I'm the leader of the movement.
Okay. Now, one thing occurred to me when I heard of your ambition, and that was the so-called GAC directive that they had endorsed the incumbent. Does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me, because as a group themselves within the party,
yes.
Look, if you say you have banned groups in the party, why is the GAC not banned? They're a group like any other group.
And they're the apex body. Like,
no. I've come here fully prepared with the constitution of the party.
Put it, please. I can't read it. I'd be talking to
I
you.
Understand,
I understand.
I will leave a copy for you.
Okay.
This is the constitution of the APC, as approved by the National Executive Council about a month ago.
Yes.
There is no provision for GAC in this constitution.
Yes.
So, to that extent, and to the extent that the constitution allows freedom of association for everybody, right?
Yes.
The GAC can operate within the party. It is an interest group. It is a pressure group. So when it brings out a candidate, it has brought out a candidate that will promote his own interest. Then you submit it to the party. Let the members of the party now decide whether that person will be given the ticket of the party to be their flag bearer. Yeah, that's what the GAC has done. So the GAC is not the apex body in the party. It is not part of the party. It is not recognized by the constitution of the party.
I see.
I ask you a question.
Yes.
If I win the election, by God's grace, I will win.
Yes.
Am I going to retain the GAC? I will abolish it on the first day of my assumption.
But you don't have the power to abolish it.
No.
You can decide not to relate with them.
I won't abolish it as in take them out of existence because I don't have such powers. But I'm saying their interference with the party will be completely severed.
So you are not in, you couldn't be bothered about them now as we speak.
Because they don't have the power to impose a candidate. They can nominate a candidate that will promote their interest because they're a pressure group. And then that candidate will submit himself.
What kind of support do you think they have in the party?
Who?
The GAC.
I don't know.
I mean, from the fillers that you have,
let me tell
are
you
they what, formidable?
Let me tell you what I think. Look, these are leaders of the party. They are old people. I have tremendous respect for them. But I'm seeing they are not the highest decision-making body of the party, and they cannot impose a candidate on the party. That's number one. Number two, in their individual capacities, they are members of the party just like me. We are all equal within the party. So whether they are formidable or not, that has to be tested at the polls.
Which is coming up when now?
It has been postponed to 26th.
26th is what day next week?
I think it's a Thursday.
Next week?
Yes.
Yes, 28th is 28th is Saturday. You're right. Okay. Can I take a break now, Sheriff? Where is he? He's gone.
I have like 3 minutes.
I hate this thing popping up at a time like this. Let's take a break. We'll take a short break now. And when we come back, we'll continue with this discussion. So don't go away. Welcome back to the Daily Digest, and we don't have much time, so I'll speed things up a little bit. I have with me Mr. Olawale Oluwo, who is running for the candidacy of the APC. Now, the impression a lot of us on the outside have is that the Atiwaju Tinubu's candidate will always prevail, in these elections. That's the impression we have. Are you his anointed one? Let me ask you directly. Are you his anointed candidate?
No, I'm not. And I don't want to be.
You don't want to be. Why don't you want to be?
There's no need for that. The people will decide what will happen in the party.
But it is said that it casts a lot of influence on the people.
No problem about that.
But you seem so confident about what... Yes. You are.
Absolutely.
Well, I won't ask you what your strategies are.
We're not going to discuss that on radio.
But you saw Adeleke the other time in Oshun in the video when he said he's ready, pound for pound, euro for euro, and so on and so forth. You have a war chest ready for all this, don't you?
We have our financing strategy.
Strategy.
Yes.
Are you being backed by Governor Ambode?
Yes, he's supporting me.
He's supporting you. Yes. That. And do you know why he's not supporting his successor?
I think he's in a position to answer,
that.
Yes, I'm not.
Was he the one who put you to this?
No.
It was the other way around?
I told you I made myself available to serve my state since January 2006.
And six.
So he gave me the opportunity in 2015.
Okay.
And I'm making myself...
You served as commissioner for what then?
For energy and mineral resources.
And resources.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So is there anything that is being done now that you think needs changing that we can look forward to say that, okay, when Mr. Luo becomes governor, this is how things will be done differently? I know we don't have that much time, but you can quickly
run
through them. Yes.
I can. Let me tell you, government's job starts with security.
Yes.
I will improve on the security of the state. You know, they just there was a lynching on in Lekki.
Yes.
Some days back.
Yes. So
those are the kind of things that all the people affected should have been arrested by now. But that's by the way. We'll improve on security. Since the days of Governor Fashola, the security architecture has been improving in Lagos. When I was in government, I drive from my office to Ikoyi when I'm going home, and I can count the number of RRS vehicles I see on the road. Look, there is no security if you don't have the infrastructure spread everywhere.
Yes.
But RRS vehicles, I don't know where they've disappeared to. I used to see about 12 from Alausa to my place in Ikoyi. Now I see just about 4 or 5. We are not supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to be increasing the number. That's one.
Mm.
When Governor Fashola and Governor Ambode were in government, you can call that emergency 112 number, and in 2-3 minutes, help will get to you, no matter where you are. Maximum of 5 minutes. I'm seeing a deterioration in that. We'll improve that. I will make sure that we improve interland security so that we don't get bandits to enter into our state through Ekpe or Badagry or Ibeju and embarrass the government again. I will improve marine security because we are a coastal state. But more importantly, neighborhood security is it. So that's the first job of government. You know the second job of government?
No, tell me.
It's energy. It's energy. And thank God I was commissioner for energy in Lagos for 3.5 years.
What did you do?
I did a lot. I studied the energy space. I brought all the stakeholders in the energy industry in this Lagos state under my committee, and we worked for 2.5 years. I went to Abuja to get some approvals under the Lagos Embedded Power Program. Look, before I talk too much, people tell you that energy, electricity is on the exclusive list. That's not correct. The sector has been deregulated. As we speak today, states have the powers to work with their discos, generate and distribute within their states. I was going to do that for Lagos, but the administration was cut short after the first term. No problem, we are coming back to finish that job. Now, energy is just not electricity. There's gas, there's petroleum products, there's renewables and all that. You see, if you don't have this mix, there's no society that can go forward without energy. That's the job of government. I want to increase the power supply in Lagos, and I want to make sure that I create that pathway to giving Lagos 24 hours power supply probably in the next 5-10 years or even less.
Okay, I'm trying to speed you up. Sorry,
no,
you don't mind.
No problem.
The way you said it now, when you say we are coming back,
yes,
what it means is that you are coming back with Ambode's legacy. Why isn't the man putting himself forward? He can have another term.
I'm coming back to continue from where we stopped.
Who are we?
Wait now, where we stopped? Look. It was an administration.
Okay.
Administration of about 40-something people inside the ESCO. 42. I cannot say Ambode or me, no?
It was
a collective. So it has to be a collective responsibility. Even if I'm elected governor, I'll still set up a team, and I'm not going to say I'm doing this, I want to do this. No, the team will do that.
Would Ambode be in your team?
It's not on the ballot, so there is no basis to put
no,
him in
said,
the team.
No, you said you set up a team. Will he be in your team?
An That's what I said. Team of commissioners and special advisors.
Okay, he can't be commissioner again, of course.
For what now? For what now?
Nah, don't worry.
He has passed that stage.
We know. How is he anyway?
He's fine, very fine.
Can you get him to come to our studio one of these days?
I'll pass your message.
Yeah, pass the message to him.
No problem.
It'd be nice to have him. I have a bone to pick with him, though, but no, we'll settle it.
That's between you and him. You don't have a bone with me, do you?
No, at all. You're my good brother.
So
no. When I say I have a bone to pick with him, it's a lively and friendly thing. It's got nothing. You see, it is important. Maybe I should let you know, because by the time you become governor, we won't get to see you again.
No, you see me. I'll be a different governor.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'll be accessible to the people. Because I'm doing this for the people.
It's the people that surround you, these gentlemen here, and there are a lot, all of them. They are the ones who cause the blockade.
He's a fortunate person.
Which one?
This is my man. And the other two people that came with me. They are fortunate.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
you move around the streets of Lagos, you are going to see clusters of able-bodied men and women sitting in groups of five and tens from morning till night doing absolutely nothing. We must solve that problem. Otherwise, we're sitting on a time bomb. That's why I'm in this race.
We're talking about time bombs. Yes. One time bomb that we have in front of us, for example, is this Okada.
Okay.
Okada problem, which I'm sure will spill over to the next administration. So I'd like to know what your thoughts are on the ban, and what could be the fallout. And so you're smiling about the ban. Why do you think so?
I'm smiling about it because it was so blanket across local governments. Look, as a government, the pronouncements you will make and you will not have the capacity to enforce, don't make it. It just ridicules government. I don't know where they are going to get the policemen that will enforce this kind of blanket ban. Ordinarily, look, when I was in the university, I'm a trained economist from the University of Lagos. They say when an asset is a pure public good, all the roads, they were constructed with government money, right? And government money belongs to everybody. So you cannot construct a government road using everybody's money and you say, okay, Uncle Jimmy, you have a car, you can ply that road. Sister Mary, you have Okada, you can ply. That is on one hand. But on the other hand, we want orderliness. So, ordinarily, you can ban Okada on the major routes so that as vehicles or buses, as buses drop passengers at the bus stops, Okada should be there to take them to their neighborhoods. Why should people commute from their places of work, get to their bus stops, and still wait another 30 minutes, 1 hour to get a bus? When there is Okada there that can take them there in 5 minutes. So a blanket ban cannot work. You ban Okada from the major roads and then make sure the neighborhood roads, they can ply. I take Okada. I will not say because I'm a big man. It's a faster means of transportation. So we must now
when you become governor, too, you'll have your own executive Okada in case there's traffic.
But you know what is important?
Yes.
There must be a thorough review of the Okada situation in Lagos today. It is part of our transportation system. And you know the truth? It's used by the people, the common man. I don't want to inconvenience them. But I don't want them to also be exposed to dangers on the highway. So,
but what about the security side of Okadas, really?
The security side of Okada cannot be corrected by banning Okada. You can as well ban vehicles because armed robbers use vehicles too. Those things are not logical. So a government should have a thorough process of reviewing. Who says we can't be creating pathways for Okada? It's happening in China. They create pathways for bicycles and all that. But those are matters for another day.
Another day.
Yes.
Okay, we are going to open up our lines 0700-993-993-993 and the female line 0145-71-90. Time is not our friend here. We have just less than 10 minutes. So when you do call in, now remember the rules that apply. You call from a quiet place and let's all be polite, okay? So we'll enforce the 1 minute rule and look at the lines now. Okay, let's pick the first one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, quickly.
Yes, sir. I was part of AMCO sometimes, and when somebody wanted to come back the second time, we were beaten up. They both came all over the local government, and we were all beaten up.
Who beat you?
So I want to ask the incoming governor, what is he going to do to secure the person that is going to vote for him? Thank you very much.
Okay. You heard that?
Yes, I heard
that. Where could he have been beaten up?
No, he's correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they deployed thugs all over the state. And if you were an Abode supporter, you would not be allowed to enter the venue. But we're not going to allow that to happen this time. I can tell you that.
That happened at the last primary.
Absolutely. Even my wife was prevented from entering the voting venue.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
But they stopped him. It was Leader Wale Edun that now came later as he was going in. Look, my wife is a very active politician in the Koyobalinde Axis. Yeah, she's contested to be chairman. She's contested to be House of Assembly 3 times.
Oh, really?
So when Edun saw her and her supporters, Edun said, okay, look, I cannot bring in you and your supporters, but you, I know, coming. Is that democracy? That's how they operate it in Lagos here.
So how are you going to prevent that again from happening?
We have made our request to the federal agencies on the need for security and to provide a level playing field for everybody. I think we will get it.
So you jolly well think that the federal who conducts the primaries, is it the federal or the state?
It's the federal. The state only provides support.
So who would be directly in control of entry and exit into the where the primaries is?
It will be the police, and the police reports to the IG. It's the police.
I see.
Yeah, they have that responsibility.
Do you think every vote will count at that primaries?
It should count. I will fight for it to count.
Is there some unspoken rivalry between the federal and the states? Some of the stories that we hear. No, I'm just asking.
No, I'm asking.
You don't think so?
I'm asking too. I don't know the perspective.
I want you to bail the card, not me.
No. Maybe
we both know the game we are playing.
Okay. Let me hear the question again. maybe I can help. Let me hear the question again.
No, I skipped the question. Don't let me. You know, let me put you to what other.
No. I'm not.
But but you see, because
I don't run away from any question.
No. I'm not saying you run away, but you see, because you have a lot of confidence in the system, saying you've spoken to the federal and so on and so forth. They are going to conduct the police report to the IG.
Yeah.
So that it gives you comfort. It gives us comfort that whatever. But from what you said, being prevented and so on and so forth, now the federal are going to show their might, fairly so, so that everybody has an open playing field. I was wondering if there was any rivalry, but you don't seem to know about it.
Okay, between federal and state.
And state, yes.
No, there is no basis for rivalry. Look, it's an internal democracy process.
Mm.
But the right thing, by the provisions of the Constitution, is that there must be free and fair election, and the police have a responsibility to protect every citizen participating in that process. That is our right. That's what we are insisting on. And I want to believe we'll get it.
Do you anticipate violence?
I don't.
Usually you have all these thugs and this and that.
See, I try to be realistic. I don't expect violence from the other side because I know we are not going to be violent. But we'll defend ourselves. With the police and by ourselves. Look, as citizens, if you want to kill me now, I will defend myself.
With what is this? Do you have a gun?
You don't need to have
a gun. Kurubeni.
Okay, so if you want to kill me now, wait. Uncle Jimmy, if you are coming to kill me now, I will say, okay, I'm ready, kill me. I will still fight.
I know, I understand.
So we are going to tell our people, defend yourself. We don't want arms. We don't want any instrument of
no fire. Charms and amulets.
I don't have a charms.
All right, let me take one or two more questions. We might just have to leave. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, so sorry I'm calling a female. I've tried the mail line. It wasn't going to. They just allow me to.
No, we won't do that. The law
I'm
is
sorry,
law. No, we won't do that. That is part of the problem of Nigeria. If you say a line is for female callers, it's for female callers. Simple as that. Let's start disciplining ourselves from here. We criticize people in government every day. Let's show a good example. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Go on, sir. Go on.
Okay. You are welcome, brother. I make up from first act.
Yes.
You know, we want a situation where Lagosians will have choice. And that choice will be good for everybody.
Yes.
If one man cannot decide for over 19 million people.
Yes.
You said it, Uncle Jimmy. The president will want. The governor will want. It's not the governor somebody wants. You understand?
Yes.
Believe you me, Ambode did very, very marvelously. It was when he left, realized, and come to think of it, just in within 4 years, all this infrastructure. Imagine where Lagos would have been today.
Yes.
If they had allowed Ambode complete 8 years.
Well, okay.
Believe you me.
Okay, thank you. Your 1 minute. Your 1 minute is up.
I'm suspecting.
Okay, your 1 minute is up. We said 1 minute. You need to compress your thoughts to give other people a chance. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Quickly,
I
please.
I just have a word to say to that man that it's a prayer. I pray that may the God Almighty guide that man and let him come back to this seat of power in Lagos, because Ambode is Ambode.
Yes.
This time we in Lekki Axis, Ibeju.
Yes.
I've been very happy.
Yes.
God will be with that man, and may God bless Ambode wherever he is.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hello, good morning. Hello. By the way, the gentleman in front of me, his name is Oluwo. In case you're wondering, you've forgotten what his name is. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Jimmy, good morning.
Morning, please go on.
I have something to say concerning this Okada issue that the gentleman in the studio raised.
Okay, please go on. Quickly, madam, 1 minute.
You see, banning the Okada, like he said an outright ban or whatever is not the issue. But it's the thing is that consistently, these Okada people have been known not to keep to rules and regulations and laws, and they have become tyrants in the country.
Yes.
There are places, like places in Onitsha, as worse as Onitsha is, Okada people, they are not there again, and people find their way. And then places like in the north and all that, they have banned them there outrightly.
Okay,
and
ma'am.
People still find their ways and all that.
Thank you, ma'am.
When we were doing Gokada, at least you can trace the attitude, all these things. These are responsible people that were registered, and not just registered. They had their licenses and all that. Those are things that can be done.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much. Mr. Luo, 1 minute. You want to respond to what she said?
No, I'll just respond to the Okada issue.
See, okay, please go on.
So let me tell you the truth. If there's a security issue, let us sit down, review it, strategize on it, and deal with it, and put resources behind it. You cannot say because they are using Okada to take one way. In any event, if we had moved faster with the Smart City project, we have had a situation where there will be cameras all over the city. So let Okada misbehave. We'll see them. And we'll go to the houses and find them or prosecute them.
If you have registered them.
Yes, they have to be registered. These are the kinds of things we are talking about. So why don't you have a holistic approach to the issue? Look, iTrack ban is the most convenient. Anybody can... Look, let me tell you something. You can say there is traffic going to Lagos Island every day on Third Mainland Bridge. Let's ban all the cars from going to Lagos, from entering the Third Mainland Bridge. You solve the traffic problem, but at what cost? It will never be effective. So you cannot slow down the economy just because you don't have initiatives to look for alternative solutions to a problem that confronts
you. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Luo. That's where we'll have to draw the curtains today because our next program comes up pretty soon. Let me say that I wish you all the luck.
Thank you very much.
Let me state clearly that a lot of us look forward to a competitive primaries that will produce the best candidates. And I hope that takes place as we speak, because it's always good to have a strong opposition to whatever is existent. At the very least, and at the barest minimum, it brings out the best in whoever is there. But in reality, it also offers a choice to the people.
Yeah.
So I wish you a lot of luck. I can't take you on again before the primaries, but if you do get the...
Before you conclude, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
I am that best candidate.
That's what you will say now. You have only one vote.
Just to put it on record.
To put it on record, you have only one vote.
No, it's fine. But the people have the majority of the votes.
Yes.
And those are the people that I'm fighting for, and they will support me.
They will support you.
I'm telling you.
Will I support you?
You have to.
Why?
If you love Lagos, you must support me. Because I'm going to take the resources of Lagos from where they are now and give it back to the people and use it to do work for them. I know what's happening to the resources today, but it's not something I can see on air.
No, don't let's go there. Why they can't love me?
I'm not going there. It's not possible.
No, I
know what we should do.
I don't know.
I know.
You know now. Yeah. I don't know. You've been in the system. I haven't been. Okay, so I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
If you actually become the candidate, I'll be more than glad to have you in here
again. By God's grace.
So you can have that guarantee.
Thank you.
So that's where we'll be. Tomorrow we are going to have the other candidate, Mr. Mustafa. and we'll be having the same exercise and discussion with him. And after that, we'll just sit back and hope that the primaries will produce the best of the lot, really. So I'll see you all tomorrow. The Techers will come in any minute from now. So don't touch that dial. Okay? See you all tomorrow. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.